Except for a recent memo sent out to sheriff's deputies about avoiding idling their cars while waiting behind a driver they've stopped, it's business as usual for the Dane County Sheriff's Department, but the $4 a gallon gas prices have prompted the state patrol to take additional measures, according to Major Darren Price, who heads the patrol's Field Operations Bureau. Price says cutting down on idling is just one of the directives he's sent out to his officers.
We have a lot of highway to cover, and there's not many of us. So, you know, watching our speeds, sitting more when we run stationary radar a little bit more, working in teams as opposed to individually, and just being visible, trying to be out there, making sure people are slowing down. You know, the gas prices aren't going to go down considerably in the near future, so we have to do what we can, and every little bit helps.
In the city of Brookfield, it's a similar story. Police Captain Phil Horter says his department began preparing for the increase at the pumps a month ago and set up a 10-point cost savings plan being implemented now. Horter says that includes a maximum number of miles driven by each patrol shift and a conscious effort to spend more time in neighborhoods on foot out of the patrol car.
We're asking that we try to get back into more contact with the community. Not only will that save us some miles and save us some gas, but we believe it can help us provide a better service by finding out what the needs of the community are.
Horter says the department hopes to save as much as $20,000 in fuel costs before the end of the fiscal year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.